Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Peace. What up, y'all? We back, family. This brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev, the Disruptor.
Yeah, and I am Rigel in the building.
Asalaamu Alaikum. Asalaamu Alaikum, family. Your brother Mufasa is here and ready to roll.
Yes, sir. And we are Collective Minds Radio, where we all ain't got to think alike, but we all got to think. And we are back for another powerful dialogue, coming off last week's dialogue, which was dynamic. You know, a lot of feelings was involved. And, you know, I think we came to some solutions at the end of that topic. So we hope to, you know, bring the family solutions, constructive dialogue. And that's how we moving over here at Collective Mind. So before we get started on today's topic, how was y'all week, family? And do y'all have any announcements for us?
Hey, I had a fantastic weekend, brother. I cannot complain. Even though we got hit here in St. Louis with this big winter storm. But outside of that, bro, you know, I made it through. I was feeling a little bit under the weather because of the coldness, but put some vegetables in my body, put that salmon in my body.
That's right.
Some water. You know, did a little working out, and I'm feeling a whole lot better. Bounce back like that. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Yes, sir. I guess.
What about you, bro? How you been?
Oh, the week been good. Like you say, for those that don't know, it was a big snowstorm that came through St. Louis, probably the biggest so far this winter. I think they say we got like 6 to 8 to 9 inches of snow. So it came down heavy. You know what I mean? Friday night. Well, it started Friday day and continued on through Saturday and the weekend. So, you know, just been dealing with that. It's been cool. We took the kids sledding and had a little fun with that. And, you know, just trying to maintain and stay out the way because, like I say, it's probably about to get a little hectic. And that actually leads into our topic today. But before we get into that topic, I do have one announcement. Just next week, family, be on the lookout because there is a lunar eclipse next week. They call it, it'll be another blood moon, so it's basically a lunar eclipse. And I believe that is on the 20th or the 21st of next week. So, yeah, just check on that and be on the lookout, hopefully. They say it's showing in most of North America, so hopefully it's not cloudy, you know, and people can check it out and get some of that lunar energy coming next week on that full moon, you know. So be on the lookout for that. And this week, family, we have another amazing topic. Hopefully, you know, y'all can call in. Please chime in. Collective Minds Radio is not a spectator sport. We like to get all opinions. All different backgrounds, and, you know, people could call in and share how they think, and hopefully, you know, like I say, we can come to some type of solution or agreement at the end of the conversation and dialogue. So the number is 929 877-677-1697. And today we are talking about the government shutdown. And the question is the wall, is building the wall worth this government shutdown, right? So before we get into it, I'm going to just give some facts, and then I'm going to let my brother Mufasa chime in, and hopefully we get Roger to chime in as well. So now, as of today, this is the longest shutdown in government history. It's 23 days as of today that the government has been shut down. They estimate 800,000 American workers are affected by this particular shutdown. Now, Friday, this past Friday, the 11th of January, was the first week that the federal's employees actually missed a paycheck. So now it's Sunday, so it's been 2 days they haven't gotten a check. So a lot of them are really starting to feel the effects of the shutdown. You got people that got mortgages, you got bills, you got utilities, you got car notes, student loans, people got to eat, you know, just the basic necessities and things of that nature that people need. So this is the first week, like I said, that they're missing a check. So they may not have really felt the effects, but as time goes on, it's going to get harder and harder to maintain when you're working basically and not getting paid, which is slavery. And there's been a lot of stuff in the news as far as like the TSA workers. They say a lot of them have been calling in, you know, they've been furloughed, and they just doing what they got to do to maintain. A lot of them said they actually getting other jobs. So we gonna talk about the effects of the shutdown. Is it worth it? And we go dive in. It's Collective Minds Radio, y'all. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev, with Rigel Starr and my brother Mufasa Rock. So in Collective Minds fashion, what we're going to do is I'm going to pose this question to my brother Mufasa Rock and let him go in, and then we go go to the call lines here in a second. So my brother Mufasa, now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Is building this wall, in your opinion, worth this government shutdown? We have 23 days now, the longest one in history.
Okay.
So, is it worth the shutdown for you or to you?
I'm gonna say yes. I'm putting on my American civilian hat here and putting myself in the position of a bona fide American. And I'm going to say, yes, it's worth it being shut down. Any nation that you're a part of should be defended. We've seen throughout history what can happen when you don't secure your nation. It can be overtaken with invaders. You don't know what could be coming in your borders. So, yes, all nations should be protected. Now, here it is in the country of America. We got South America to the south, Canada to the north. So when we don't have a barrier like a sea in between us and these other two countries, then building a wall, yes, it will help to secure a border. It will give us a set point of, hey, don't come across this level, don't come across this line unless you got to come into the country the correct way, because we have to know who's coming in our country. You just can't let anybody and everybody just walk through without knowing who they are. So I agree with it.
Thanks.
You have to have this wall in place, and people should have to come through using the proper methods. Now, as far as the wall goes of building it, this is one of the things that I liked about what Trump said about building this wall and building it using steel. As you know, he had those tariffs in place that was helping U.S. steel companies to get back, established. So if if the wall can be, you know, we can get the wall going and use countries, use companies in the states to build a wall, I mean, that helps with employment. That helps with jobs here in the country. That helps to boost our economy. Also, we're helping to secure our borders.
Thanks.
So, to me, that's win-win. You know, now, this whole standoff, in my opinion, is petty. Because Trump said with the new trade deal that was put in place between China and Canada, the wall basically will pay for itself. So I don't see nothing wrong with just go ahead and, you know, we're going to front the money to get it started. And in the long run, it's going to pay for itself. So that's win-win-win. We got the border wall put up to help protect our country. We use steel made in our country, which boosts the economy, provides jobs. And with the new trade deal that's in place, they should help fund the wall. So I don't see what's the big opposition of just going ahead and approving whatever needs to be approved to get the ball rolling. And that's my stance right now. I pass the mic.
Pass the mic, yes, indeed, yes, indeed. And I got a couple responses to what you said, but I'm going to let Rigel go in, you know, with the question. So, Rigel Starr, do you think this wall that Trump is trying to build is worth the government being shut down?
No, I do not think it's worth the government being shut down at all. Also, just to kind of quickly touch base on what some things that Mufasa was saying, because I'm okay with beefing up a certain amount of security, of course, because, yeah, we're here. Our families are here. This is where we live. So, yeah, we want it to be safe. I don't know if the wall is the only way to make that happen, though, because we have to also realize that the walls that we make for safety is also walls of imprisonment. So you have to still kind of be careful of what a person's agenda really is. You know, why is it that important to them that the government be shut down for the wall? You know, because a wall to me don't mean just safety. It means imprisonment as well, you know. So I'm concerned that the aggression to have this wall is there. So, no, I don't think it's worth shutting down the government. It just makes me question, like, the true motive behind it then. It's like, okay, what's really going on, you know? So I can just leave it there, and we can just, you know, go on, you know, from throughout the rest of the show, and I'll just make comments if it's necessary.
All right. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Great point. I'm going to go in real quick, and Carla, just want to let you know we will be going to the call lines here in a second, but I have to kind of rebuttal what my brother Mufasa was just saying. Now, you had made two points that I wanted to, you know, kind of chime in on. The first point you were saying that, and now correct me if I'm wrong, you were saying that as a nation, we should be you know, protecting our borders and making sure that people come in the right way, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Now, I agree with that, okay? I do agree with that. Now, the only thing that what I'm saying, so to answer, let me just start over. Let me backtrack. Is the border wall worth the government being shut down? In my opinion, I say no. Because even though I do agree with that statement that, yes, if you're coming into a country, you should be able to come in or you should have to come in the right way. With this situation, though, this is different because what Donald Trump is running on, he's saying that the illegal immigrants are bringing crime into the country, right? Which, when you look at all the stats, that's incorrect. If you're an American, you have a better chance of a crime being committed on you by an American than an illegal immigrant. See, this whole thing about this wall is really propaganda. See, they're trying to sell people fear. They're talking about MS-13 and all these other gangs and drugs and all this stuff coming into the country when we know that a wall is not going to stop that. I mean, let's just be honest. And furthermore,
it is
you
what
have
it
a
is.
Canadian border where people from other countries, Middle East, that's where most of the 9/11, if you want to go back there, that's where most of those people came from. They came through the Canadian border. So, like Rigel was saying, there is another agenda at play here, right? There's another agenda, which I'm going to get into later, as to, you know, my speculation as to why he's so, so adamant about getting his wall built. Trump, that is. Why is he so adamant about getting his wall built? Let's look at a couple more stacks. Now, 65% of the border as it stands today, the U.S.-Mexico border, has no fence as it stands today. Okay, the border is about 2,000 miles roughly, and it goes across four states, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California. Now, remember when Trump was running, his thing was that the Mexicans was going to pay for the wall. Y'all remember that? He was saying Mexico was going to pay for the wall. That was the platform he was running on. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he, according to Newsweek, now they say the wall would cost the government $21.6 billion, right? And during the campaign trail, Trump promised that it would only be like $12 billion. So we got a discrepancy of there, you know what I mean, somewhere around $10 billion. Now, Trump is coming back asking the government and Congress to fund this wall and making it seem like there's an imminent danger when there is not, you see. So we got to be mindful of the propaganda that Trump is using because when you look at the evidence, like I said, does immigration or illegal immigration cause more crime? The evidence says no. Okay, you got mass shootings that's been happening in the U.S. Okay, most of these have been done by white males, which, you know, they've been keeping under wraps. You have a lot of police shootings that have happened as well, and the majority of these shootings are committed by white males as well. And the mainstream media is keeping this under wraps. So we have to look at why Trump is adamant about saying that he needs this wall built and he's willing to shut down the government. Mind you, American workers losing pay, basically being slaves if you're working for free and not getting paid. You see?
Facts.
So is that worth this wall that he's trying to build on this on the Mexican border? I say no, and I'm going to leave it right there for now, but I will come back again and explain, you dig what I'm saying, and explain why I think that Trump is really going after this wall and this government shutdown is happening. So
quick,
I'm going to leave it right there for now.
Go ahead,
respond, my brother.
Just a quick response. Like I said, we can take calls and then come back to it, but I just wanted to get this out there that it could be this whole government shutdown. Trump is using it as leverage. It's not that it's like an immediate threat, but that's the leverage in order to push it to get it, to get the ball rolling with this wall. Well, we talk more about that. Like I said,
yes, sir. Yeah, let's hit the call lines and
okay,
see what the family got to say.
Okay, let's go to area code 314-616. Caller, you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
Peace. I was just kind of wanting to listen a little bit today, but I do want to say this, man. With this whole government shutdown thing, if you guys have not seen it before, Dr. Umar did a really good illustration of the government shutdown under Obama's administration, and I would encourage anybody to go back and watch that. But really, what they're doing is that they're creating fear. And I think that was Mufasa was saying at the beginning of the show that, you know, you want to keep your borders safe. But I really like what Kevin came back and said about the whole terrorist thing. See, what America does is they create this matrix where, you know, nothing is safe outside of America. But as black people, we know that we are the targets, you know.
Right.
But I think that the primary focus with this wall is a way to bring back the steel industry, which has collapsed. And, you know,
exactly.
Again, he's trading fear, and a lot of this thing is a reactionary test to see how people are responding. Because when you looked at Obama shutdown, you know, you saw where in certain cities their EBT card wasn't working for a certain amount of time. So they're preparing you for something that's going to be bigger. So, you know, with that being said, I won't take up too much time. I'll kind of chime in, listen to what you guys are saying, and I'll kind of go from there.
See, I agree with that, because when you look at that, like he's saying with this government, this ain't the first time it's been shut down. They just steadily, you know, pushing you a little bit and give you a little bit and a little bit more till we finally get to the real deal of this government, the real deal of the government shut down. But that's why I was saying, like, when we look at it being shut down just because of this wall, you know, one of the two sides, and I don't even, and I'm just going to play devil advocate and stay on and be on Trump's side. Why is it that the other side just can't go ahead and fund it and be done with it? Because Trump already said that with the new trade deal, the wall we will make it back up. We'll pay for us. It'll pay for itself. So why the other side don't want to bend? Why we got to have this deadlock?
Because this is not true. Because first of all, he lied on the campaign trail. You cannot run your whole campaign trail on the wall and say that Mexico is going to pay for it. Now you come back asking for money when that money is not allocated in the budget. You know, from what they're saying, that money is not allocated in the budget. And if they take money and start moving it around, then it's going to change some other funding for other areas of government when that wasn't in the original plans, even by what Trump was running on. So now he's trying to come back and ask for, you know, for more money when that wasn't in the original platform that he was running on. And let's be honest, if you really want to protect the border, what you need, you don't need a wall. You need manpower and technology, logically. Now, he's trying to bring back this steel and do all these type of things, but that may be outdated for the type of world that we're living in now. You need manpower and you need technology in order to secure the border, okay? But, you know, I'll leave it right there. And like I say, I'm going to get into the why, you know, he's shutting the government down and so adamant about this wall here in 1 second, but I do want to take a couple more calls here.
Yeah, that was a good point with the caller made, though, about the bigger picture. So I liked it. What we getting set up for in the long run.
Definitely. Because, you know, they also announced about the food stamps as well, too. So it's about to be crazy around here.
This is just the beginning.
Yes, it is.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, area code 315-767. Caller, you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
Hey there, this is Brothers In. Thank you for inviting me onto the show here.
Hey,
hey.
Man, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
So,
I've been listening. Yes, I've been listening. And I want to reword your question. Why?
Indeed.
Why is not building the wall worth shutting down the government? Why is not building the wall worth shutting down the government? You keep saying the wall worth shutting it down. Why is not? Why can't the Democrats just say, okay, fine, let him have his wall, and then the government can move along? Because I'm looking at these numbers, and you said that it's like going to be $21 billion out of our budget. out of our $2.739 trillion spending bill. $21 billion out of $2.739 trillion. All right. Look,
mm-hmm.
Medicaid and Medicare themselves, that's $625 billion and $412 billion. Welfare programs, $665 billion. All right. They have a discretionary spending where they're not even telling us what they're spending the money on. That's $1.3 trillion.
Mm.
And we're going to fuss over $21
billion? Okay.
We're going to fuss over $21 billion. That could come straight out of that $1.3 trillion discretionary. All right. We got military spending this year for this fiscal year. Well, $886 billion.
Mm-hmm.
$181 billion of that goes straight to State Department. And then just to pay retirees and the VA for their VA welfare program, which is, you know, the disability program, $181.3 billion. So you add that to the actual welfare, that's a lot of money just to give to people. When there's trillions of dollars, and we're fussing over because of the $10 billion difference in this wall.
Mm.
Why is it so important to not build this wall? I can tell you why. Because they don't want Donald Trump to have any wins. That's petty. Mm. That is the petty. That's where the petty is at.
That's barely a tenth.
Like, 0.01 of the budget would be like, so I'd say 1/100 of the budget.
Right.
But
right.
We want to throw a fit over it, and we want to shut down this entire government. And just because we don't want to let Donald Trump have a little tiny bitty itty bitty win, when he got voted in a lot on this, so that means that a lot of the Americans actually want this. So what's the big problem?
They want the wall. And overall,
I'll tell you what the problem is.
That's basically
the problem is
right
pettiness.
Then. Overall, they want the wall. Most Americans
want
the wall.
That's why Donald Trump's president.
Regardless. All right, let Brother Kev respond to what you're saying real quick.
Go ahead.
Right, yeah, let me respond real quick. Now, the reason, because to answer your question, the way you framed it, there is no immediate threat. See, what Donald Trump has been doing is fear-mongering, because this is not really about what Mufasa said as far as getting people to come in the right way and be vetted and go through the process and so on. That's not the real issue here. What Trump is running on is all these MS-13 gangsters, and they're bringing in drugs, they're committing crimes, they're doing this and that, which, again, if you do the research, that is absolutely false. Okay, you do have illegal immigrants that come in and do and commit crimes, just like you have Americans that commit crimes. So the threat of illegal immigrants coming into the country from Mexico, and they say most of coming from like Nicaragua and Honduras and these type places, but the immediate threat is not there. Okay. As it stands today, only 65% of the U.S.-Mexican border even has a fence. You see what I'm saying?
Correct.
So that tells me I don't see an immediate threat. It's not like these people are coming over here and just tearing up the place and doing all these other things. So there is no immediate threat for this wall.
There
isn't. Now, why can't he be the one to negotiate and say, okay, you know, we can – try to negotiate and move some things, but
he did that with the last one.
To be hardline,
he did that on the last one that passed.
The government for a wall that is not going to prevent illegal. It's not going to prevent illegal immigrants from coming into this country. I'm sorry.
He did that the last bill that passed when they passed the omnibus and messed up our dollars some more with a bunch of other indiscretionary spending that they didn't want to tell us what they were spending some trillions of dollars on.
Okay,
so,
now here's a stat I'm going to get to you that you can look up as well. Undocumented immigrants, according to USA Today, reached a 12-year low starting in 2016 and has been declining since. So that means
good.
The number of undocumented immigrants coming into the country is actually declining. You see,
for now,
now let's go
for now, because of the way our political stuff is happening. But the minute we get another Democrat in his position, the floodgates will be opened again.
Okay, now let me give you this. 2013, Trump Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey, employed illegal immigrants, according to the New York Times and NBC News. So now he's employed undocumented immigrants at some of his businesses or, you know, hotels, golf
that's
clubs,
nice.
What have you.
That has nothing to do with what we're talking about. What we're talking about is what Americans. What we're talking about is what Americans want. What Americans want, and they want better border control.
Okay, now, why do they want better border control?
The same reason you're talking about. They're fear mongering. But name me a president who hasn't fear mongered. Why do we go in and destroy Libya? Because President Obama did a bunch of fear-mongering that swayed America to allow us to go in and destroy an up-and-coming nation that just didn't want to be a part of deal with the American dollar. Why are we in Syria?
Okay.
Because they didn't want to deal with the American dollar. So we made a bunch of fear-mongering and said ISIS was in there, and we destabilized their nation, and we went in there to fight them because fear-mongering. Why are we in Iraq and Afghanistan? The fear-mongering. They had nothing to do with nothing.
Exactly.
The
so
point is,
when we know better,
the point
we can
is,
do better.
Those
so
things cost those things
mongering.
Cost trillions. Those things cost trillions. This just costs a couple billion,
correct.
And it's just a symbol. This wall will be nothing more than a symbol that the American people voted and were heard. That's
but
all.
Now,
it's like it's just going to be a monument.
But,
it's just going to be a monument. Whether it does
now,
anything, whether it's got a purpose, is a monument that the American people voted. The American people were heard.
Okay. Now,
so build our monument, build our wall.
No, because we don't need the wall. There's no.
It doesn't matter what we
need.
We voted for it. We voted for it.
We
won. Give us the wall.
No, we did not.
Yeah. I think that
who's
was
the president?
One of his strong points,
who's,
though. That was one of his
is,
strong points was the
is,
wall.
Who is the president?
And Mexico would pay for
who
it.
Who is the president?
Mexico
Donald
would
Trump.
Pay for the wall. Right?
Yes, through the tariffs. Exactly. Just
okay.
Because they don't hand us a check, we can look at things in the long run. It's called chess. Things happen.
Mm-hmm.
They make things are put in place to make things happen.
Right.
You don't win a chess game on the first move.
All right. And one way or the other, they're going to pay for the wall.
So, look here. The people voted. The people voted. So, therefore, we need our monument. If we want to look at it as anything, it's just a monument that the American voice matters. And the American voice said, we wanted Donald Trump. Therefore, the American voice said, we want a wall. So give us our goddamn monument.
So Zen, did you hear that question? Because Brother Kid just asked that question again, Brother Kid.
Why do we? Well, what was the question? What was the question?
When you said why do we have to put up any money at all for the wall? The question is posed to you, Zen. Why should we have to put up?
Why
should the American government
because
put up
because
any
it's
money
our wall. Because it's our wall.
Okay.
It's like
now,
when I go to the store, why do I have to put up money, you know, to buy the food in the store? Because it's going to be my food. And guess
no,
what?
Look,
I have a job, so more money will come to me. We put things
now,
in place to where the money will come to us. And again, this wall will be barely a hundredth of a percent of our budget.
But that's not the point.
We've got $1.3 trillion of stuff that they just called discretionary, which means that they're going to spend $1.3 trillion on stuff that they don't want to tell us about.
That's not the point. When you have something that was not originally in the budget, that does make a difference. So it doesn't matter that we have, you know, we spend ridiculous amount of money on defense and all these other things. If you have $20 and you say, I'm putting five here, five here, five here, and five here, and somebody comes and say, no, I need five for this.
Do you know who prepares the budget?
No, that wasn't in the original plan.
Do you know who prepares the budget? Do you know who prepares the budget?
The White House administration has a budget, and Congress has a budget.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? So, yeah.
And then they come together, and he says, fix it. He says, fix it. The same thing happened. The same thing happened.
One at a time.
The same thing happened under President Obama with the Affordable Health Care Act. And he won.
Correct.
He got his way.
And he shut down for a little bit. Right. The government shut down.
And he got his way. But was that in the bill originally? No. He had it. He forced his way in, and he got it.
And that cost
$62 billion. That was $62 billion.
But now then, what about this? Because Brother Kev said something earlier, and I could be wrong, but I think this is how him and Sister Roger, they're thinking about this in advance. That the wall is actually something that could keep us here and imprison us. And I think that's a lot of fear among American people as well, is why do we have to, what is this wall really about? Is it to keep terrorists out, or is it something down the road to keep us in? So that could be, you know, that could be on a lot of American people's minds as well. What do you think about that?
I'm thinking, that's the opposite track on the fear mongering. Don't trust your government, which I don't trust the government anyway. I'm just going off what the people voted for, and the people voted for the wall. But yes, it could be used for that.
That's what it was used for
in Berlin.
Right.
Up there in Germany.
That's what it's used for
in Korea, our DMZ. They use that to keep their citizens in the north, and that's what they use it for.
Right. That may be a concern for some Americans. That wasn't big on my list. However, I do see, you know, that could be a concern. But with the wall, like I said, when it comes to walls and things of that nature, humans always find a way around things. This is why I'm saying this wall is not going to prevent illegal immigrants from coming into the country. It's just not.
No, it won't.
You see what I'm saying?
Because they'll just come into Canada.
Trophy. This is a trophy for Trump. This is what he ran on. This is what his base wants. Now, let's talk about Trump's base, right? We know Trump's base, in my opinion, and it's a lot of people's opinion, his base are white nationalists and white supremacists, okay? So we're going to get into the why. Or the white nationalist movements, they are all about states' rights, okay? States' rights. And this goes back to the Civil War, you know, when things were going on, and they basically want each state to operate like a country. And here in America, basically that's what we have in so many words. Each state is its own country, per se. Each state has different laws. You have different licenses. You have different plates. So this is part of the white nationalist movement, is basically to undermine the federal government, right? Because they're not big fans of the federal government. Like I say, based going back to slavery, you have issues like abortion, gay rights, all these things where they say, okay, we're going to leave these things up to the state to decide on these particular issues, okay? And when you study white supremacy, they do not like the federal government. They are more into states' rights. And when you look further, they want, meaning the white nationalists and white supremacists, they want to set up an enclave where white people can do their thing, because they've already done the numbers, and by 2040, according to them, they say that white people will be a minority in this country. So in order to prevent that, on the surface, this wall is a way to prevent the quote-unquote browning of America, right? And there was a recent article that came out, which you can look up, which says the fertility rate white women plummets below the limit needed to maintain the population in every single U.S. state. Fertility rates for white women were low in every U.S. state in 2017, but up in 12
states. That's a whole other topic.
Black women, hold on. No. This is part of the topic. But up in 12 states for black women, and up in 29 states for Hispanic women. So when we look deeper,
I can tell you why that
wall,
is. That has nothing to do with Border Patrol.
Let me finish my bill.
Okay.
When we talk about border control and building this wall, the main concern is for these groups of white nationalists and white supremacists, because they want to keep America a white nation, and they don't want these brown countries coming into America, because, like I said, they've done the numbers. By 2040, whites will be a minority in this in this country. So now, they want, like I said, they want, and people can do their research on this, they want the northwest of the country, meaning Washington State, Oregon, Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota. They want the northwest part of the United States to be a white enclave, okay? And then black people can get the south, Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, all these other countries. And this is the move that I believe, from my research, that they are making. And Trump, by shutting down the government, he wants to basically undermine the government, take power away from the federal government, and give it back to the states' rights. And we're slowly moving towards a place where, in the United States, each state is going to be its own country with its own set of laws. Okay, now that's my conjecture from what I've studied and researched on this thing, and I think this is just the beginning, because Trump said, yes, he would make this shutdown last a long time. You see what I'm saying? He's willing to go months and years for this government shutdown, and what that will do, again, is weaken the federal government. Okay? So that's my conjecture. This is more about the browning of America and keeping America a white nation when you peel back all the layers and look at it for what it is. You see what I'm saying?
Zen,
I do want to get to the call line.
You got time to stick with us, Zen? Or you got to go?
I want to make a comment on this, because
Go ahead.
I know, but you went a whole other direction. You went well away from the wall, and you went to culture. You went into culture territory, not wall territory, with this.
Why white women are falling off, and why
the white race is falling off in the West.
That's part of it.
And why the brown folks aren't falling off.
That's
and
part of it.
It has nothing to do with border control or anything. That has to do everything with feminism, and our social engineering. With the empowerment of women.
No, because when we talk, the people coming into the country are brown people.
It's the empowerment of women that deflate birth rates. So when you bring in other cultures, don't have the women already in the empowerment zone, or if you have women that aren't trying to be empowered, they just like to live off of making a bunch of babies, welfare per se, then, yes, those populations balloon, while the empowered people, the women of empowerment, they stop making babies because they're too busy trying to go to college and have careers. So
men living off of welfare too,
depressed.
If they ain't taking
baby
care of the babies, then the mothers have to get on welfare to take care of the babies. The welfare is taking care of the kids. So it's not just the mothers that's on welfare. The mothers, the fathers are too, if they ain't taking care of the kids. I just wanted to throw that out there as a mother.
Correct, but a population – The number of a population is based off of the fertility of the women, or the women's want to make babies. And currently, in our current society of Western society, white women and other empowered women, black, brown, whatever color they are, once they go to college, once they get into the career world, they don't make babies. They make money. Mm. And then the women that don't go into the career worlds, they actually make babies, but most of those are brown people, or the people we've imported with cultures that still have the mindset to make babies. Hispanic people have a mindset to have large families. So when they come in, they have large families. Haitians, they have a mindset to have large families. So when they come in, they make large families.
So check it out.
Muslims,
you
when
want,
they come
you
in, they make
in
large
want...
families.
You want to stick around, Zen, or you got to roll out?
I'm still going
to
be listening for about another 15 minutes. And then, yeah, you can take another call. But, yeah,
we might
want to
bring
that,
you back in.
That was a whole nother topic. That was a whole nother topic of discussion.
Yeah, hang on. Let's take another call, Roger. But hold on, Zen. Don't go nowhere yet. We might want to holler back at you before you go.
Okay, let's go to area code 314-568. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment? Area code 314-568. Okay, probably just listening. Okay, let's go
to... Okay, real quick. You want to go to that call? Because I wanted to put something real quick for Zen.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, real quick, because I want to make this... Yeah, let me put something in real quick, because the caller made a mistake. See, he's talking about when women become of a certain economic class, they choose not to have babies. And he's saying women of a lower economic class, they have more children. That is not what this article is saying. I'm talking about this article from DailyMail.com. It's saying the fertility rate, okay? It's not about them wanting. They're saying that white women fertility rate is down. There's a difference between them choosing not to have kids and them not being able to have kids due to fertility. So when you that's the distinction we have to make. I see what you're saying, and I've heard that before, but we're talking about the actual fertility rate, because a lot of white women are using fertility drugs to have babies and so on and so forth, when the black women and Hispanic women don't necessarily have to use these drugs. And that is very important to this argument, because a lot of the women that are coming in from these countries are brown and black women. When you talk about Mexico and you talk about Central America, right, these are brown women, and they're coming into the country, quote unquote, browning America, and that's part of the problem.
It is what it is.
Trump's base, which is why they really want the wall, is to stop the browning, the tanning, the darkening of America. But let's go to the call.
Yeah, let's come back to this.
Area code 314-381. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question.
You know, you guys
need
to have me on as a panelist on this discussion.
Well, you a panelist now,
well,
brother.
You're alumni.
Because
you are
what you just said, Kevin, don't make any sense.
No.
I mean, think about
explain,
it. The U.S. Department
explain.
Of State, hang on for a second.
Explain.
The U.S.
Explain.
Department of State sets the immigration limits into this country, no matter where they come. Matter of fact, you got a higher number of Africans coming in than any other ethnic group. So if they want to say only 100 people come from Mexico, they can say that. And guess what? They're talking about legal immigration. You need a wall to stop illegal immigration. And let me tell you why you need a wall. Because if you got a line in the dirt, a bunch of illegal could be on the American side of the line. But when custom and border agents come, they can step over on the Mexican side of the line. And what you going to do to them? You can't do nothing to them because they're not in your country. And then when custom and border agents go on, guess what they're going to do? Step back over on the other side of the line. But if you got a wall that's built on U.S. territory, when you approach the wall, before you even start the climbing, you're already illegal. You on U.S. soil. And when you cross, if you come over to the top of that wall and come down on the other side, you further in U.S. soil. There, I will shoot them. Another point. Donald Trump is sticking to his campaign issues. Let's talk. Let's bring this home for a minute. How often do we hear people say that Democrats take blacks for granted? What did that mean? I can tell you what it means. That means that they tell you any damn thing they want to get elected, and when they elect it, they say, the hell with you. I'm already in there. So at least Donald Trump do keep to his campaign issues. Another
no,
point.
No, or Mexico would be paying for the wall if that's the case.
I'll get to that.
We wouldn't be having a shed down.
Well, let me tell you something else. He just
don't get
did not the, did not the other gentleman say that the negotiations in the NAFTA, where Mexico did not get as much as they want, they paying for the wall. It did not we say that the United States have the ability to tax remittances. They have the ability, especially to tax Latino. Oklahoma is doing it. They are taxing transfers. How much money is transferred down into the southern hemisphere? And here's another point. Let's bring it on home again. Blacks always talking about that the dollar don't bounce in their community. Well, good goddamn. With these foreigners running your stores, with these immigrants, Asians running your stores, where do you think they send their profits? They sell them back home.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Now.
Hang on. I ain't done yet. I got a whole bunch of stuff. And I hope I hear somebody talking about reparations for black slavery. How you going to pay for that?
Go ahead.
All right. Then we want to talk about something else, too. He can take the tax money from the $700 billion in the military and apply it to the wall. That's how they could do that. And look at Officer Singh, who just got killed by illegal. Look at the angel families, which include black families that's been killed by illegal.
Oh,
26%. 26%.
Now, what you're doing is fear-mongering. No, now see, you're going into the fear-mongering.
Officer Singh was killed by illegals.
And
you got a black man that was killed by illegals. Do you remember they talked about his son was a football, was an NFL prospect? And had a 4.0 getting ready to go off to college. He was killed by an illegal who had
been
in and out of the Justice Center.
Shootings, 300 mass shootings in 2018, Carla. We cannot do that. And most of these were by white males.
No,
American
we're talking
citizens.
About these
but
individuals
about the wall,
that was killed, man.
We're talking about the wall.
We're
exactly.
talking about them.
Right.
And here's another point. Hang on for a second. I know y'all hate to hear me when I come on.
Go
People
ahead,
usually
no.
do. 26% of the federal prisons consist of non-U.S. citizens. 26% in federal prison. That's not including your state and local facilities because they don't report it like that. Here's another point. Hancock, Texas is under siege. Read it. Google Hancock, Texas is under siege because of illegals that's running amok in that city. They're on Texas.
Okay. Now, what you did was a lot of talking. I like to come with receipts. Now, we can all maybe agree.
Well,
that
I tell
the
you
New
what,
York
give
Times,
me
now
you,
listen,
you put
listen.
One out there. Hang
listen.
On, real quick. You put one out there, and I rebut it. Go ahead.
I like to come with receipts, okay?
Go ahead.
According to the New York Times, a reputable publication here in America, now, they quoted Trump as saying, "We can't have people pouring into our country like they have over the last 10 years. That's quote, end quote. The reality is illegal boarding crosses, like I said before, have been declining for nearly two decades. And in 2007, border crossing reached their lowest point since 1971. So the illegals coming into the country is actually declining.
All right, stop right there.
Let's
stop right there. You don't make that statement. Don't put emphasis in it like you're doing. Because 90% of heroin that makes its way into Chicago comes from Mexico. How much killing do we have every weekend in Chicago? Huh? 90-some-odd percent of the heroin that's coming into the United States is coming by way of the southern border.
Got a lot of Hispanics there, too.
And another thing, you're talking about the browning of America. Hispanics classify themselves as white. And who controls the money? And another thing, since 1973, 30 years, 2003, 2005, I hate to say this, but black women aborted 19 million babies. Matter of fact, you have more babies aborted in New York than was born.
Say it.
So
okay,
is that helping? Now we're getting off topic. Now we're getting off topic.
Well, no,
we're
talking about you saying you made the statement that the reason why come they want the wall is to prevent America from becoming brown, which is really don't make no sense. I just told you that the State Department controls how many immigrants comes into the country.
Legal immigrants. They don't control illegal with it. How we're having this conversation
well, that's
what right
we're now. Talking about. If they,
that's what
if they don't come
do.
In here legal, they're illegal. So
right.
then, see, you're really talking against what you just said. You're saying that if people come into the country illegal, they're going to cause the country to become more brown. Well, good gracious, man, they're illegal.
That's right.
No, but
they're illegal.
No. What I'm saying is, that
all
is
brown ain't good brown.
Base concern is that these
all brown
Mexicans
brown.
And Central Americans are coming into this country. Now, let me put
all
this on
brown
the record
ain't good
because
brown.
I want to be clear. I'm not caping for these immigrants. I'm gonna be honest. I'm not caping for these immigrants. We're talking about the wall and is it worth the government shutdown? I'm saying no. So I'm not caping for
all
these
right,
immigrants.
Hang it right there. Hang on right there.
Exactly right. They come
all right, hang on right there.
And do their thing. And a lot of them may be classified as white and work against black people.
Let's
so
talk
I'm not
about is it worth it. Let's talk about
record.
If it's worth it, Kevin. Hang on. We don't want to go. I'm going to be a little bit shorter. Well, was the shutdown for the 1964 Civil Rights Act worth it? Was the shutdown because of Martin Luther King holiday? And people complain about that because they don't get to work. They don't get paid. At least these folks are going to get paid. Was the shutdown for the 1965 Voters' Rights Act, shutdown of the government, was that worth it? Come on now. Let's put it out there. This is Pianki talking.
It is what it is.
And like
That's
I said
right.
before, when you have said many times you for reparations. Kevin, how the hell are you going to pay for it? Y'all talking about $77 trillion.
I mean, reparations could come in a lot of forms. Like, we're not talking about just handing over a check. We could be talking about tax break. We could be talking about land allocation. There's a number of different
yeah, but
ways
it still costs,
and methods
Kevin.
That you can do this.
It still costs,
yes,
Kevin.
Yes, everything costs.
But
since our defense budget is so high, I think we
I would
can
rather
use
have
some
defense than have this going the other, to these other things. You
no,
so if we going to criticize...
Our defense budget is really offense. We're not defending. We go out.
Regardless,
and
you are employing. You are employing over 600,000 Americans in the United States military. About 400,000 of them are Black Americans. You want them to be unemployed?
No, I didn't say that. But then they come home and they get treated like crap anyway. So
no,
what are you talking about?
You're absolutely right. Have you been in the hood? You talk about what people need for protection. Drive in the hood. They got bars on the windows. They got bars on the door.
Yes.
They got a mean, vicious dog. That's what they think they need for protection. I can't go tell Mr. Jones or Malik, you don't need no bars on your window. What you doing, man? All that is overkill. Man, you just don't know. So how can we say the same thing to the people on the southern border? You live in St. Louis where it's 10 inches of snow. I'm down here in Baton Rouge where it's 65 degrees. Kevin, I don't need no overcoat.
But hey, Carla, I got to ask you this because this came up earlier also, and I'm just throwing it out there because I want your opinion. How do you feel about this same wall that's going up as being an entrapment?
It's not going to be no entrapment. You are a U.S. citizen. You can get on a plane and fly out of here anytime you want to. And let me make a mention of one other thing. People was complaining about Flint, Michigan's water. Do you know there's about 3,000 other municipalities whose water supply is worse than Flint? And people are saying that the federal government is supposed to pay for Flint? That's not the federal government's responsibility. Who put in new water lines in St. Louis County? The people in St. Louis County, they didn't go to the federal government. Go ahead. No, it's not about keeping people in. And wait a minute. Hang on. If blacks left, wait a minute real quick. The question he asked about holding us in. If blacks left and went through the wall, where are they going? Mexico don't want your asses down there.
Right. Don't shoot the messenger, brother. I'm just asking the question. Okay, now Carla,
yeah.
let's look at this, because you mentioned that the heroin that enters into the United States comes through the southern border.
That's what report.
Now,
and it was political. It was a political. It was polit fact.
Right. Okay. Now that is true according to the DEA, but the DEA also says that the most of the heroin brought into the country entered through legal border crossings, not through areas where walls are proposed or already exist. They enter legally through these border
Let me ask
points.
You this question. All right, let's stop
so
right there. Stop right there. Hang on for a second. Stop right there. Then what is these picture with DEA agents on the side of a river taking drugs out of boats and stuff for them? Why are they taking drugs out of airplanes that's flying across the border under the radar?
Now, this is according to what the DEA says. They say most of it enters through legal border crossings. That's according to what they say. So if they show one or two people getting picked up in a boat and crossing and hopping fences, they're saying that most of the heroin comes through legal means, meaning they cross legal checkpoints. So a wall is not going to stop the heroin. Also, we know that most of the heroin is manufactured in Afghanistan. They come over to Mexico by way of the cartels, and then they make their way to the United States.
What about your cocaine?
So that's,
what about
the
your
wall
cocaine?
Is not going to stop.
What about your cocaine?
We know cocaine is mostly manufactured South America, Central South America. And that comes up through Mexico, but again, they're coming through legal checkpoints. So,
well,
this
Kevin,
wall
let me ask you something. Now, let's
from coming
have
into
you
the
ever
country.
Come
let's
through
be
US?
Honest.
Have you ever come through U.S. Let me go to show you how bogus that is.
I've come
have
through
you
U.S. comes to in Canada.
Hang on for
Mexico.
A second, man. Just be cool. I'm going to show you something here. Many times when I travel back from around, especially coming through from Africa, I come through John F. Kennedy Airport. I go down that long row of steps, and I come into this great big hall where there are cubicles of U.S. custom agents. Okay, I go through there, and I'm cleared to go through. I go to the carousel, and I get my luggage. And when I get ready to go get my luggage, I got to go through another checkpoint.
Right.
And I got to go through another checkpoint. They x-ray your luggage, and they have you to open up. I have had avocados taken away from me. I have had oranges taken away from me because you can't bring that stuff back into the country. So you mean to tell me that in that situation, you know, you only got so many international airports. You only have so many international airports where planes fly directly from a foreign country into the United States at that international airport. LaGuardia, JFK, that one down there in Memphis, Atlanta, those are international airports. So you mean to tell me that the tons and tons and tons of heroin that's coming through the country is coming through legal entries like that? That's ridiculous.
That's not me saying it. That's according to the DEA. I'm looking at the article right here on the New York Times. That's according to what they're saying.
It's not possible, Kevin. Look at Lucas. What was his name? Hang on for a second. What was the brother's name? What was the brother's name that Denzel Washington played his part in American Gangsters? He brought the stuff back in coffins of dead soldiers coming from Vietnam. So why come he didn't bring it through the customs?
That's a totally different subject because we
know. No, it's about bringing drugs in.
If we're honest and we're not playing with these things, we know that the CIA is the biggest drug traffickers on the planet.
Oh, man, I don't know that. No, that's what people say. All right, but anyway, that's my response.
Hey, Carla, hold on. One more question to you, Carla, because I don't think you addressed this question. In your opinion, why is it that the Democrats don't want to go along with what Trump is saying?
Well,
they
because
can't
of this.
On their side.
It's because of this. There's several reasons. One, these Browns that he's talking about, they think that they're going to vote Democrat when they come into the country. And also when they let people out of prison, they think they're going to vote Democrat. Secondly, Donald Trump has nothing to, he don't even take a salary. He gives his salary away. He's not part of that group. They don't like him. They hate him. You even got Republicans on there that's no damn good.
So you basically saying they don't want to approve it because they don't want him to look good like the other caller said.
Well, because they because Nancy Pelosi is worth over about $100 million. How'd she get that money? Maxine Waters is worth about $5 million. Where'd she get that from? Surely if you add up the number of years she was in Congress and do simple multiplication, it don't work out. The most powerful Congress people are you are the senators, not the representatives. The senators are there for 6 years. They are elected by the whole damn state.
Right.
Don't nothing.
Right.
They the one that wield the power.
They are very powerful because it's only two senators per state. So they have more power than the House of Representatives. So, yeah, that is a fact.
And one of
them, as far as counting, yeah, go ahead.
One of them, real quick, who's going to suffer the most from with these illegals and these immigrants? It says black males do.
That is true. I mean, that is true. But my thing is, the wall is not going to stop them from coming over. That's what.
Well, that's your opinion, and you stay in Missouri. But people in Texas think other words. Like I said, Google "under siege Hancock, Texas" and see what those people are talking about. They scared to death. And here's another point. If the federal government don't do it, you know who's going to do it? American citizens that's armed. They're going to protect their borders.
They've already been kind of doing that, you know, as we speak. But there's a lot of border countries. I mean, border cities. You talk about Nuevo Laredo and El Paso. Like all these cities that are on the border, yeah, they're going to feel the immediate effect because that's where people are crossing.
Mm.
But like I'm
saying,
I want to
ask you another
thing. The wall is not going to prevent these illegals from coming into this country.
Well, custom agents say the wall will do it, and I think they would know better. But here's another thing: Julian Castro, that Hispanic in Texas, is running for president. He had a gathering, a rally. Everybody, and he didn't have no black people in his rally. There was no diamond and silk. So why come people not criticizing him like they was criticizing Trump, saying that his followers don't look like America? Hello.
I mean, I don't know about that, but now I do want to share this with the callers and listeners because this is just hot off the press. Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham, say he just talked to Trump, you know, 30 minutes ago, and Trump is ready to make a deal. And what they're saying is, he's willing to suspend the government shutdown for 2 to 3 weeks to negotiate again. But then if they don't come to, you know, some type of resolve or agreement, then he'll continue the government shutdown. So this
well,
is
Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Pelosi
yeah.
and Schumer said no matter what people can go back to work, they still ain't going to do it. Pelosi is not going to run next time, so she don't have nothing to lose.
Right, right.
And Schumer's
right.
Got his nerve. Don't Israel? Schumer's a Jew. Don't Israel have a wall there between it and Palestine?
Hey, they have a lot going on, and that would be a whole, you know, that'd be a whole show. You know what I'm saying? They have a lot going on with that wall. But again, this wall is not going to stop illegal immigrants from coming into this country. Yeah. Trump knows that. This is sort of, like I say, this is a trophy for Trump. This is what he's ran on. This is his baby. This is what he wants his legacy to be about, is building this wall. And he's willing to put American lives at risk because the longer this thing goes on, the worse it's going to get. We're talking about people who are not getting paid. Eventually they're going to quit. People have to eat. Again, this is affecting nearly 800,000 Americans. So we're only seeing the beginning right now. You see what I'm saying? So all y'all that say it's worth it, let it continue, and then we'll see how worth it you guys
well,
say
hell,
it
yeah,
is
it's worth
when,
it.
When chaos,
they
when,
was,
when the system starts to break down.
They need to just go ahead and get with Trump.
Absolutely. They need to go ahead and prove what the American people want.
That's why he got voted
not in. Every American wants the wall, obviously, because
Pelosi and Schumer and the Democrats and their constituents are saying something else.
But Trump was elected president.
That's right.
But there's separation of powers. That's why he cannot just do these things without some type of checks and balances from
the government. He could do it as the executive. He can rearrange the money for the military and take out that security. The security of the United States come first.
So why come they just can't support a national emergency?
Because it's politics.
Why don't they just support their president, Kev? Why don't they just support their president and do what's right for the country?
Because
like
their president
is
full of BS.
On this.
The president is full of it. He's fear-mongering. Y'all, like, y'all not hearing what I'm saying. The
Obama was fear-mongering, too, with that insurance plan.
I'm not disagreeing with that, but we're talking about Trump now.
Listen, you had young people being forced to pay upwards of $1,800 a year in fines because they were spending their money on education and didn't want to buy that damn insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Trump done away with that.
Yeah. And when it comes to this wall situation, I think the benefits of having a wall are greater than the benefits of not having it.
What are the benefits? I don't get it.
And see how. Hang on for a second. Go look and see how Spain and Italy, how they are being rushed, bum rushed by immigrants. They're jumping over, crossing razor wire fences. Just go look at that.
I've seen that, but here's the thing. Here's the other point we got to keep into. And people who know international politics, again, a lot of these people are coming from where? Central America, where it's poverty-stricken. And America itself has a lot to do with the condition these countries are in.
Well,
your
politicians should have handled that back then. That ain't my fault. United States give those countries.
So when these people have to flee their country due to economic situations that the U.S. is indirectly or directly involved in, this is the result. We get people coming into our country.
That is not totally true. United States give those countries
true.
Down there hundreds of millions of dollars to address their problems gangs.
No.
So you're saying it don't happen? Well, hang on for a second. Go to USAID's website, and it tells you every penny that they give to those countries.
Now you know that the U.S. has vetted these leaders, and they've put these leaders in these countries in place. We're talking about Honduras. We're talking about all these Central American countries, Nicaragua. All these have puppet U.S. leaders that are down with them. So, yes, they're giving aid to these people, and the leaders of these countries are taking the money for themselves and not distributing it to the people, which is why they're in poverty. And I'm not just talking. This is
so you're saying that you got leaders. United States in 2016 gave Guatemala $267 million. So you tell me that the leader of that country is putting it in his pocket?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm telling you.
Well, then why come the people in the country don't do what they're supposed to do? Why come when you go
the same
to YouTube?
Way we're not doing what we're supposed to do.
Hang on for a second. Why when you go to YouTube and you can pull up all these different activities that's going on in Guatemala? They have Christmas in the mall where kids come in and sit on Santa Claus' lap. They have high school marching bands. They have water theme parks where kids and parents and people are having a nice time. They have markets. They have outdoor cafes like they do in U City where people eat outside and sit on. So why come those people ain't leaving?
Again, when you have these countries, I mean, the facts are just shown. Like, even in Syria, do you know how many Iraqi, Syrians, Afghanistan have come over to this country? Even here in St. Louis, I see these people. They have come from Syria, Iraq, into America because when the war started, they were trying to flee a war-torn country. So it's the same thing in Mexico and Central America. These people are leaving due to deprived economic situations.
Well, here's the thing. Why come they didn't go to Turkey? Why come then they go to their next door neighbor? You got 80,000 Bosnians in St. Louis. That's none of them is unemployed. Exactly. How many blacks
and
in St. Louis unemployed?
They came over during the Clinton administration.
Wait a minute, hang on for a second, Kevin. How many blacks in St. Louis City is unemployed?
I mean, I don't.
How many Bosnians are unemployed? No. Matter of fact, your congressperson, Lacey Clay, go to his office over there on, what is that, Chippewa? Is that Watson Road? I think it's Chippewa. Yes, Chippewa. Go to his office there on Chippewa, where King's Highway runs into Chippewa, and go in there. He don't have no blacks working up in there.
Right. He's in that's Little Bosnia. That's what they call it, Little Bosnia. But again, they came over here during the Clinton administration when they were going to war in Bosnia.
I can understand that, but let me ask you a question.
Ethnic cleansing.
Why come he don't have no office in North St. Louis and North County where all the blacks are?
You got to ask Mr. Lacey Clay that. I have
no
idea.
But that's what I'm talking about. Clay is a Democrat. Democrat use blacks just like an old sex rag.
You ain't going to me on that. You're not going to. I agree. That's not my point. You're not going to disagree with
when it,
me.
When the Obamacare was being pushed out there, Clay did not have no community talks, no town hall meetings on that, explain to people what it was about. He didn't have not one.
Okay.
And
he's been in office
for how many times? He's been in office for 16 years. His daddy was in office for 32 or 34 years.
And then that's a long time, and I'm not really a huge fan, so I'm not here to defend that man. You know what I'm saying? What I'm talking about is this border wall, and people talk about the benefits, so I just want to hear what are the benefits. Like, we're making statements.
You ain't been listening
really
to it.
Backing those up.
Yeah,
no,
you ain't been listening to it. But anyway, you disagree, and I agree to it, so that's the way it's going to be. That ain't nothing wrong with that.
It is what it is, family. It is what it is.
And I'm sorry if I took up too much time.
No,
you're all right, Carl. We appreciate it.
You're right and exact. We appreciate you, Carl. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. All right, we're coming down to the last 13 minutes of the show. It's been a good dialogue. We've been talking about the border wall, the government shutdown. Is the wall even worth it? You know, I've been on the side of no, but again, I want to make this clear. I'm not caping for the immigrants. What I'm saying is there's a lot of people that's being affected with the shutdown, and I just don't think that is worth these people not being paid in order to build this wall. That's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the governments need to do what the Democrats need to do what they're supposed to do. Support their president.
What are they supposed to do?
Free up that money.
No,
let's get this wall started and keep it pushing. Let's roll. Build that wall.
No.
Get that wall popping. Let's do it. Keep them illegals up out of here. You want in the country, you got
to
go through the border. You got to go through or the way you're supposed to come in. Point blank. Come in the correct way. You want to be a part of this great establishment called America, then come in the correct way. What is so hard about that? Why do we have these people that's sneaking in and running in? Why they just can't come in the right way? Is it the process that hard and that demanding that they just can't do it the correct way?
I mean, you would have to ask them. Like I said, this is the stat that you need to be focused on. The illegal immigrants coming into the country has declined significantly. You see? It's declined. They're not coming over here like that. So this is all.
So
like
you,
said,
so
this
you
is
believe.
Fear monger.
This so
is
you
according
believe
to what
not.
They say. This is according to these publications that people look at every day that are supposed to be reputable. You see what I'm saying? So whether it's true or not, I don't know. I'm just going by what they're saying, what's being put out there. They're saying that the numbers are declining, and there's no proof that the numbers are going up. So what are you know what I'm saying? What are you saying? There's no proof that the numbers are going up.
Well, that's just the right thing.
You still here, Sister Roger?
Huh?
And so you still here? I mean, you've been quiet. You've been quiet. So you heard.
Yeah,
I've had
learned
a lot of information
throughout the years.
Put out.
Don't step into the boxing ring. Box.
Do you have? Has your opinion changed any at all? What do you take from it from all this?
No,
you know, where are you at with
you
the
know, I respect you know everybody's you know opinions and theories and beliefs and all of that. You know, my opinions haven't changed. I'm very clear on what I think about it and my opinion about it, and it's still the same that I don't think it's necessary to shut down a government over the wall. And I still stand on the fact that the walls that's made for safety is also the walls of imprisonment. That's not whether or not that's not a debatable thing. That's just the fact. A wall can either be a doorway or it can be a blockage. So mm-hmm. It depends on how it's being used at a time. So right now, if they're saying that it's for safety, that's fine. It can be for that at this particular time, but it can all because it is a wall. It's a barrier. It still can be used. The same wall can still be used for walls of imprisonment at any time. However, I do agree that if other areas around that wall is not getting ready to border the whole United States, so it still be other ways for them to get in. I just don't see the necessity of it, you know. But
it's not going to stop the illegal immigrants from coming in. Yeah. Like, people don't understand that. They're so caught up on why it's not going to stop. Like,
everybody knows it's not going to completely stop that anyway, you know. So I guess those who is for it maybe just want to stop whoever it will stop. But we know it's not going to solve the issue, you know.
I mean, nothing
right.
is foolproof.
Exactly.
And who's
to say
that this border wall wasn't going to North Border, too? Who's to say that at some point we won't put the wall on the northern half of the country as well?
I haven't said that's not part of the plan down the road, but still, like I said before, walls of safety is also walls of imprisonment. That's not a debatable thing.
With that being said, Brother K, I mean, you say there's other ways they can get in, but we might eventually move after the southern wall is built. We might have the northern wall. We might have all our borders protected.
Not going to happen.
I mean,
you never know. Now, look at this. Then you have thousands of miles of coastal water.
Mm-hmm.
Then what do? They can come through the water. Like this wall on this one country that borders America, is not.
But that's a natural border.
It's set down. What is
that's,
natural
that's
border?
That's a natural. The ocean being there, and you got, you know, you can put ships and coast guard and stuff like
people,
that out to
no,
help.
People,
you can
no,
put people out.
They don't have the manpower for it. Do you know how many thousands of miles of border that is surrounded by water? They don't have the manpower for that. And people come through that way all the time, as we see through Florida. We see people getting on boats coming from Cuba through Florida, even some Mexican people use the water route and go up that way. So you see what I'm saying? Like,
so after we
get this
secure, we'll move on to the next spot. And the next spot.
No, that's what you say.
Until
no,
the country is finally
no, that's
until
what
the
you're
borders
hoping.
Are finally secure.
That's what you're hoping. And that's
you
what you're
start
saying,
somewhere.
But that's not the reality.
You gotta start somewhere. You gotta start somewhere. We
that's
just
what
start
you're
with
hoping.
The southern border.
That's what you're hoping. That's what you're saying. But even still, if you get this wall, you're not going to stop all the immigrants from coming in.
Yeah. Personally, I'd much rather see the money and all the energy go towards homelessness and hunger, you know, people that are starving and homelessness. You know, people, I'd much rather
see
that.
I mean, we have communities. Yeah, we got communities in shambles. Come on, man. You focusing on a wall. You're going to shut down government for a wall. We have communities that need economic repair. Come on.
Well, maybe
man,
we
no.
can have. We need to have that talk Stop. Later on too about our homeless epidemic, because we definitely Stop. Need to focus on that too. But hey, it's been another great episode, y'all. I enjoyed communicating with y'all and the callers. We had some brilliant callers
yes, indeed.
On, sharing their expertise
yes,
as usual. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, indeed.
So,
yes, indeed.
Hey,
I enjoyed this.
You know, everybody who's listening, remember, hit us up on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Email us, comments, or questions.
Cool Papa Bear.
That's right, Cool Papa Bear. Email us at collectiveminds with the S at yahoo.com. Like I said, you want to dialogue some more about this show, any of our other shows, hit us up, DM us, or hit us up with that good old email. You know what I'm saying? Anybody else got
indeed,
something to say? I'm pretty much fooling myself.
Yes, indeed. Now, I just want to say thanks to all the callers.
You know what I rub me on the
stomach. It's been a great dialogue and a great talk. We appreciate y'all. This Collective Minds. We ain't all got to think alike, but we all got to think.
We all
got to
think.
We all got to think.
You better know
so,
it. You better know it.
The social media. Somebody say the social media again, Brother Mufasa. Where we at on social media?
Everything is at Collective Minds. So you can go to Facebook, Collective Minds at Facebook, Collective Minds. This is with the S. Collective Minds Instagram, Collective Minds Twitter. Email us at collectiveminds@yahoo.com. I say you can DM us or email us, and you know, we'll get back with you. Email us with any comments or concerns you have with the show, input, whatever you want to do. We're here for you.
Any type of show ideas or topics that you want to discuss and all that.
Yeah, we're here for you. We are here for you.
Yes,
we
indeed.
Are your channel.
Yes, indeed. And make sure y'all join us next week. We will have another provocative topic to discuss,
yeah, yeah.
y'all. So hit us
Get
up.
The crowd going.
That's right.
Right. It gets the crowd going. Yes, indeed. That's the cue for
Collective Minds Radio. Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's on or a new one. Calling with your viewpoint compared to our collective, a colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things here. We been going deeper, breaking up the sleeper. Who we been the keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking
like. Collective Minds.
Yeah, they gon' feel this. Let that play out. Collective Minds.
What they thought?
I'll be throwing that fist up, you know what it represents, right? Well, if you don't, let me enlighten you.
Black power, black power.
Spending money with my own kind.
Black power, black power.
Buying land that I can call mine.
Black power, black power.
Educated, innovative mind.
Black power, black power.
Unity and self-defense combined.
Black power, black power.
Black power, black power.
Black power, black power.
Educated, innovative mind.
Black power, black power.
Black power, black power.
Black power, black power.
Black power, black power.
a black extension on my AR. If my blackness is offensive, I don't say sorry. When it's time to handle business, gotta play your part. If you're not black, I'ma play the race card. No, he didn't, yo, I just play the race card. I'm enlightened, so that's why I feel safe and dark. I'm a warrior, probably got like 8 scars. Revolutionaries can't be scared to wage wars. For the people who oppressed in this cold world, Africans are connected around the whole world. Speaking of Africa, we